Minnesota Reads on Northland Morning is supported by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Claire Cooley is an artist. She is the co-host of a Minnesota-based web series called The Creativity Show, and she is the author of a book called Incandescence, Rising Above Darkness. She joins us this morning to talk about her memoir and about the idea of healing through creative expression. Claire, good morning, and thanks so much for being our guest.
Thank you so much for having me. Good morning.
You know, I think many people have thought about writing a memoir once they hit a certain age. And for me, at any rate, I keep thinking, but I haven't had any great insights. I don't know anything yet. Nothing's been resolved to my satisfaction. I can't imagine what I would write about. At what point does a person's life experience, good, bad, or a combination of both, prompt a still small voice to speak up and say, hey, you need to write this down?
For me, and I'm sure it's an individual, many different ways it can happen, but for me, it was when I started sharing my truth and people said it helped them to feel more hopeful and to heal. And I realized that staying in my private, safe place was selfish. And if my stories, as many people have encouraged me to do, could help others, that I should just face my fear of exposing my vulnerability and do it, share them. And you saying, you know, you don't know what you've learned, neither did I, but I have to acknowledge that writing a book and especially audio recording it, I heard some things that I really didn't know about myself consciously. So I learned a lot through the process of writing it, and I would encourage people to, listen to themselves and digest and ruminate on their own experiences. You may be very surprised at some of the gems you find there.
It would seem to me that in order to have some experiences, I've had a few isolated experiences where I've had a bad experience, I've processed the bad experience, now I can talk about the bad experience and perhaps have gained some perspective that can be useful for folks that are going through it. Do you want to talk a little bit about those bad experiences and how you came to a place where you had achieved some perspective, you had achieved perhaps a sense of hope that all was not lost?
Absolutely. I'm willing to do that. And we all go through disappointments in life. And I look at the hardest stuff I went through now, from this perspective, not as bad, but as opportunities to be greatly deepened. My own sexual assault at 16, where I became a mother, my father's suicide, raising my older sister who became addicted to drugs, children, lots of tough stuff. None of it I regret, because I learned so much. And who doesn't want to, you know, have a purposeful life? And I do have an attitude, it's a choice to find the good in, especially the difficult stuff. That way I don't have to regret anything. And so I don't. And writing it, sharing it, getting feedback has helped me turn the darkest stuff into purposeful, light, gifts for others. So that's why it's called Rising Above Darkness.
Do you think that now, where sometimes it's easy, I think, to be a a really good sport when something huge and catastrophically awful happens. Sometimes I think the real challenge is just living day to day with the things that get on your last nerves. The person who won't put your car keys back, or the door that just sticks every time, or the mess you come into and find every single day. Sometimes it's these little things. And of course, we've lived through a year where folks had everything from huge catastrophic losses to cope with, loved ones, jobs, or maybe just a bunch of new everyday frustrations with technology or with trying to multitask and do their work and maybe be a teacher at the same time, whatever it might be. Do you think there are some specific areas of your book that are going to be really helpful to folks now that maybe you hadn't really thought about at the time you were writing it, pre-pandemic?
Well, I certainly hope so. And I believe that I, as I said, try to find something good in everything, like the pandemic, as terrible as this shared experience has been for all of us in many ways, some harder than others. It's also, for me, I thought, well, finding the good in a pandemic, that is some tough stuff. But what is the good is that it allowed me the time to do this major project and to focus. So finding the good in even something like this, social distancing. But the everyday frustrations, we all struggle with that. And it is, I work with my 29-year-old son who helped me turn this into an ebook. He's the technical one. And so, of course, we have disagreements. And, of course, we have frustrations. So I just have a policy of being honest about my feelings and what I call fighting fair. And we work on ourselves to help each other with those recurring frustrations and seek to keep improving our behaviors to keep in mind the other person's stress levels. So I feel very fortunate that I have someone I've gotten to do this social distancing with that's truly on my side, and I'm on his side. And so those minor frustrations that can turn into a recurring pattern, they need to be addressed. Nothing is minor if it takes away our happiness. And we deserve to be at peace, and we deserve to be happy. So I say, it's hard right now, and it will get better. But, move away, get further, love people at a distance who cannot care about our happiness, and move closer to those who can, and that really helps. And be honest. My son is a male and grown up in a society that tells us not to feel our feelings and not to express difficult feelings, but that's not honest, and we need to know our feelings and express them to get to heal them. We need to feel it in order to heal it. And so, move closer to people that can care about your feelings and love those who can't from a distance. And the little stuff does matter.
Claire, I want to go back and pick up one more thing that you mentioned about the process before I want to move forward into another topic that's in the book. And that's that you elected to audio record the book instead of sitting down and writing it either via a keyboard or longhand, as has traditionally been done for a book. What was that choice about? What was the appeal for you, and how do you think that served you best?
Well, I actually did write it first. Well, I spoke the stories first, telling them to another person, And when I could feel or they were telling me that the story moved them and it meant something to them, then I wrote it. And then I read my own words into the audio recorder, which is when I really heard it. So I shared stories first out loud with another person, a trusted person, and then I wrote it, and then I recorded it. So it will be, it is done as an audio book, but it's not available as an audio, but it is available as an ebook first, because that was the simplest. But many people have also flattered me and said they liked my voice and it was soothing. And I thought, well, what a wonderful time to have if it is soothing and can help people through this difficult time, that's another thing I can give to others and hopefully help them through this difficult time.
You talk about creativity helping people through hard times. Some people can channel creativity through pain. Other people feel paralyzed by pain, shut down by pain or by anguish. It's like your body diverts all of its physical resources and your mind diverts all of its resources into just breathing in and breathing out. And for many people, creativity is the last thing they feel that they would have time for or be inspired by, because sometimes the pain can be so all-consuming. And yet you're looking at some devastating experiences and you felt like, nope, creativity is the thing that's going to help to get me out of this place. Talk about that process and maybe how a person could come to think about it a little differently so that that option might be available to them.
Yes, well, this important bit of information is that any emotion that we express, no matter negative, positive, feels good, doesn't feel good, has the identical effect on our immunological system. So they hook actors up to electrodes and they can ascertain that by pretending they go there and they actually feel it, if they're a good actor, pain or joy, they stimulate their immune system. So expression of emotion is good for us. It's healing. And I grew up in a very, I call it a blessedly dysfunctional family, because it allowed me to drop into myself and out into nature and have my creative projects. And that is how I coped with the uncertainty at home. I found a place in nature and through creative expression as a refuge and a place to restore. So it's been there my whole life as a place, a sanctuary. For people that haven't had that, imagination, even if we're in so much pain, and that has physical pain, mental, emotional, spiritual pain, which I've experienced, that all we can do is breathe. We can imagine the most beautiful places we've ever seen. We can imagine the most trustworthy person we've ever known holding us. That's creative. That is an expression of our imaginations. And if what got me through, and I really believe besides the kindness and the spiritual teachings of my mother, what got me through was writing my truth. And for years, I just journaled. And just writing what I had gone through was a way to express the enormous pain. And it was a step in healing. And then setting it down and walking away and getting a perspective on it And I had to do that long before I could share my stories with other people. And whether we can afford a therapist or whether we have a safe person to talk to, we can be our own sacred witness just by journaling. And it's available to all of us. And drawing a trauma is used to help children face some terrible abuses. So none of us are not creative. We just don't think of many people don't think of themselves as creative. But what we choose to wear, how we style our hair, how we design a plate of food, there's creative decisions throughout our lives, throughout our day, how we arrange our desk. And we can find things that give us joy in creative expression and use that, whether it's getting dressed or food or how you design your home, use that as a way to express and heal ourselves. And little things, I'm back to the little things, make a big difference.
Claire, what a great treat it is to talk with you about your book. Incandescence, Rising Above Darkness is a memoir and art by Claire Cooley. It is available at the moment as an ebook, and we'll get some information up on our website so folks can find more details if they want to follow up a little bit. Claire, thank you so much for being our guest this morning.
It was my pleasure. Thank you so much for asking me.
Claire Cooley, our guest this morning on Minnesota Reads, a program on KUMD supported by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.